We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. The critical Upper Hunter by-election is on a knife's edge, less than a week from polling day, with the Premier at risk of being plunged further into minority government. A YouGov poll conducted for the Daily Telegraph has the Nationals in danger territory with a narrow 51-49 two-party preferred lead. In the last-ditch pitch for votes, Nationals leader John Barilaro was on the hustings at the Muswellbrook Greyhound track yesterday, with candidate Dave Lazel as Labor leader, Jody McCain, her candidate Jeff Drayton, launched their official campaign at Singleton. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Standard minimum sentences for sexual violence offences, stronger protections for vulnerable witnesses, and allowing more evidence in court cases will be taken to states as a way to overhaul the justice system currently failing victims. In response to the appalling low rate of convictions of sexual assault cases and chronic underreporting of crimes, Attorney General Michaela Cash will bring her state and territory counterparts together to develop a plan to ensure victims of harassment, coercive control, and abuse have the same rights and support in any jurisdiction. The federal government has allocated about $4.7 million to staff the early stages of talks, where it is hoped states will agree on the same sentences and penalties for family and gender-based offences, as well as a common definition of consent and coercive control. And we'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Sydneysiders are paying more money for fewer parking spaces in the CBD than residents of five similar cities in the United States. An NRMA study conducted with Bitsios Consulting found the number of parking spaces has plummeted by 47% in the last 7 years, from 209 spaces per 1,000 employees to 142 spaces per 1,000. And those lucky enough to find a parking spot are paying more. Parking in the city costs a median price of $60 per day, with 36% more than drivers in Boston, which is the second most expensive city in the report. The number of parking spaces in Sydney has plummeted by 47% in the last 7 years that the survey has found. Since 2014, parking availability has dropped from about 52,500 spaces to 45,400. And angry players are facing a showdown with Independent Commission Chairman Peter Vlandis over the sin bin crackdown that almost wrecked Magic Round. RLPA Chief Executive Clint Newton will request a meeting with Vlandis in the next 48 hours to deliver the concerns of players about the lack of consultation before the weekend blitz. Coaches and players spoke out against the mid-season crackdown over the weekend, with Storm star Harry Grant declaring on social media the NRL are kidding with the rule change. The complaints will come to a head when Newton calls Vlandis to set up a meeting. And that is your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.